Hi, I'm Caroline.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Neostalgia.
This is a Neopets podcast, but like Neopets, it is not for children.
So, hello and welcome. Today is the 19th day of storing, year 25, as we record. It is officially November. It has been about a month since we last recorded. Apologies, we had to kind of skip a recording there because both of us were out of town on consecutive weekends.
Yep. So
it's just how it worked out.
What happened. Yeah, we're like well into November now. It's almost Thanksgiving. So
yeah, the last time we recorded, it was before Halloween.
Yep.
So how was your Halloween, Hannah?
It was fine. On actual Halloween, I went to work. And we had like a little sort of thing at work, but nothing really
crazy.
Did you
dress up?
I put on my cat ears and I like wore black.
Classic.
It was pretty low key. And then Halloween weekend, I was recovering from my booster.
That's right.
My COVID booster. That ended up hitting me pretty hard. So I was out of commission.
Yeah.
It was uneventful, but fine. Yeah. I ate some candy and there were snacks and that was that.
And you watched Halloween?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, was that last year?
I've seen it. I've watched Halloween. I don't know when I watched it. This year I watched Friday the 13th on Friday the 13th. Yeah. Which I think I talked about before.
Yes.
On Halloween, did I watch a scary movie? I can't recall if I did or not. I don't know. It was a very un-Halloween.
I mean, it was
Halloween.
A Tuesday.
And it was a work.
So
yeah, it was a work night.
It was not. Yeah. We watched the film Trick or Treat, which came out in 2009. I was trying to remember where I had first seen it, and then I remembered that there was a special screening of it at Comic-Con. Mm. I think the first year that I went, maybe the second year. Anyway, it's kind of become a cult classic because it like never got a theatrical release. It went straight to DVD, but it's like good.
It sounds familiar.
It's basically like it's like four different stories that take place on Halloween, and they like kind of intersect a little bit.
I see.
There's no one like super famous in it except Brian Cox is in it.
Oh.
Which I did not realize at the time because I had no idea who Brian Cox was in the year 2009.
Weird.
So he is in it. A couple, you know, lesser known actors. It's fun. It's good. It's a good time, I think. Allegedly, they're going to make a sequel at some point, but who knows when that will happen. But would recommend.
Cool.
Especially for a Halloween viewing.
I'll add it to the list.
And then we went to our annual Halloween party on the Saturday before. We dressed up as DJ Crazy Times and Ms. Biljana Electronica.
Mm-hmm.
Very surprised, not as many people as we thought recognized us. Only a few. And
yeah.
I was like, I knew it was niche, but like the party we went to, like people, there's a lot of niche costumes.
Yeah.
And everyone is like pretty online. So I thought that they would know, but
I guess like
not everyone did.
It was pretty big online, but only for like a second.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
It was fleeting.
Like today it was, it's like one, it's popular for one day and then we're on to the next thing. So.
Yeah. But,
we were obviously able to explain it to people. We took some very good photos and we won funniest costume.
Oh, nice.
So very that good. Was an added bonus.
What was the best one there, do you think, or like
I'm trying to think. Well, who won best costume? I think it might have been my friend MB, because she made like a dragon puppet and it was called Amethyst, and that was her costume.
Cool.
So it was an OC. And then I really liked my friends Jonathan and Vanessa dressed up as the wet bandits or the sticky bandits from Home Alone.
Oh, cute.
And then their dog Bumble, who's a little corgi, was Kevin McAllister.
Oh, that's cute.
So that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's fun.
That was fun. Had a good time. And then the following weekend, I was in Escondido. Because we have some friends who, they were living in San Diego, and then they bought a house in Escondido. So they had a housewarming party.
Nice.
Which was really good. They have a really nice backyard. and they brought in some people to like make tacos, was pretty solid. And you know, we got to see some of our friends and visit, so that was fun. We watched Face Off for the first time at the hotel. That was an experience. Honestly, I don't know why it took us so long to watch it. Like, it's very good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but...
And that, I mean, the action is actually good.
Yeah.
Because it's directed by John Woo, and, like, he knows what he's doing when it comes to action and fight sequences. Yeah. The concept is ridiculous. And then it's Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. And honestly, I think both of them are trying to, like, out-ham each other in this.
Yeah.
But it's very fun.
Isn't it from, like, the 90s or
Yeah, it was, like, 97 like or something. Yeah. So, yeah. You couldn't make a film like that today.
No, I'm sure you couldn't.
Unfortunately.
Is it the one? Is that the one that's – is it, like, Face Slash Off?
Yes.
Is that
– okay. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would recommend if you haven't seen it. It was very funny and good.
Nice.
And then we went to the San Diego Safari Park, which is not actually in San Diego. It's in Escondido. Mm. And I think it's a little bit cooler than the zoo because it's much bigger. Mm. And so the animals have like more room to roam and it's more like their natural habitat. And we did like a little behind the scenes tour where we got to see some of the, it was like focused around like family dynamics. So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
So that was kind of our early celebration of Mike's birthday, which was on November 8th. And then on his actual birthday, we had a frozen beef Wellington from this company called Wellington's, which we found about on Shark Tank.
Do you like order it?
Yeah. Like... So you order it online, they ship it to you. It comes in like a little package with like dry ice or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you can freeze it for up to, I don't know, some number of months.
Yeah.
And then when you want to have it, you just pop it in the oven for like an hour or whatever, and then it's there. Yeah, and they were like, when they were on Shark Tank, they were pitching it like, it's really time intensive to make one like on your own. And I personally would never attempt it.
It's supposed to be one of the hardest things to make.
Right. And then it's like, and then so you can really only have it at like a really fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
And not even like, it's not even that many restaurants.
I don't know that I've ever seen it on the menu anywhere.
The only time I've ever had a beef Wellington prior to this was in 2015 when you went to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant at the London Hotel, which I guess was only there temporarily. And they had beef Wellington.
Yeah, so we got it. That's like his thing.
And so we were like, well, might as well try it out. It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
I mean, for a frozen beef Wellington that was like, I don't know, $100 maybe.
Is it like a big?
You can get different sizes. So we got the one that is like, I think it's called the Big Wellington, and it's for like 2 to 4 people. So we had it, and we actually ended up having it. It was like 2 meals because it was a lot.
Yeah. I've never had beef Wellington, but it looks good.
It's meat wrapped in bread. Like,
yeah, I mean,
meat wrapped in pastry. How bad rather. Could it be? It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you know. Nice. Not sponsored, but it was pretty good.
Cool.
And then I got him a chocolate cake from Susie Cakes.
Nice.
And yeah, that was that. And then the following weekend was Veterans Day. So I took the Friday off. We did a little 3-day weekend. And for some reason, we chose to watch all of the Kenneth Branagh Hercule Poirot films.
Oh.
Which is Murder on the Orient Express, Death on the Nile, and the one that just came out, A Haunting in Venice, which is now on Hulu. They're all on Hulu.
I haven't seen any of them, but I'm familiar.
They're interesting. They're entertaining.
Did you do them all in one night?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we did it. We did them all. It was... I don't know. It was interesting for me because I actually read like a lot of Agatha Christie when I was probably like 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I was like, that was low-key my obsession at that time. So I read like a ton of them, but I didn't remember those books specifically. So I didn't know like who the killer was or whatever. And I don't know. I haven't looked, but I don't know if the movies are like exactly faithful to the books or if they like change the ending or whatever. I think the first one was pretty good. Death on the Nile, a lot of Gal Gadot and Armie Hammer. Not my favorite. And then Haunting in Venice was good, but it was like distracting to me because Tina Fey is in it. And we've been watching a lot of Three Rock. and she's like a mystery writer.
That's
like,
she's right.
kind of
I
like a self
this.
Insert of Agatha Christie, yeah. and she writes books about Hercule Poirot.
Yeah.
But like under a different name or whatever. And I just, every time I see her, I see Liz Lemon. I can't help it.
I think it's hard for her to play other roles these days.
Yeah. So it was weird for me to see her in that. And then also Michelle Yeoh is in it.
Mm.
She was pretty good.
Nice.
So, you know, if you have an interest in those sort of things, soft recommend.
Yeah.
Perhaps if you have some alcohol or edibles on hand.
Yeah.
So that, we did that. And then I was telling, Mike and I were just telling Hannah, last night we watched The Blackening, which I think is available on Stars if you have it, but we don't. But you can rent it for like $6 on YouTube. And I thought it was pretty good. It's a horror comedy.
Yeah,
I would say it's heavier on the comedy than the horror. But it was pretty funny, and I enjoyed the cast.
Nice.
And I thought it was pretty well done. So, would recommend.
Good to know.
Hannah, please catch us up on what you've been up to in the last few weeks.
Not that much. I was in Kansas City, Missouri last weekend, randomly for like literally, I left on Friday and came back on Sunday.
Wow.
To visit my great aunt, who's like in a nursing home there. And so we just, I don't know, it just sort of like happened. And then my mom and her brother and my cousin went. So we all went.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fine. The weather was nice. It was really quick trip, but it was cool to good see some family, and I didn't eat a single vegetable while I was there because it's Kansas City.
Yeah.
And we spent, like, the day in a nursing home for, like, 8 hours on Saturday, which was an experience. But it was all right. It was a nice nursing home. It was, you know, seemed solid. I don't know. Getting old seems not that great.
I think about it sometimes. I mean, obviously we have a lot of time left, but because we don't plan on having kids, like, I don't know who's gonna take care of us in our old age.
Well, some people are fine, you know, it just depends on
that's true.
Happens. But
so
anyway, we did that, and that was I hadn't been to Kansas City in a really long time. I spent most of my mom is from, well, she was technically born in Kansas City, but she grew up in St. Louis. So I've been to St. Louis a lot, but not as much Kansas City. And they are just obsessed with the Chiefs. Like, just everywhere. Which it makes sense. I mean, it's like everywhere that has a big sports team. Like, it's common. But, like, especially there. Like, and I was literally there the weekend that...
The one weekend they weren't playing.
The one weekend that, one, they weren't playing, and Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are in Argentina, and she... you know, shouts him out on stage, and it's the, you know, karma's the guy in the Chiefs heard around the world.
That's
everybody
right.
in Kansas City was talking about it. Like, this was like, they were obsessed. We went into this little like store called like Made in Kansas City after we had brunch on Sunday before we left. And it was just full of t-shirts about Taylor and Travis and the Chiefs.
I remember you sent me some pictures.
I was like floored. I was just like, what is this timeline that I'm living in? Like, how is this real life? So it was kind of funny. So I bought a little flag that's Chiefs colors and it says Team Taylor just to commemorate the experience of being there. It was so crazy. And then we like, my mom and I got in our shuttle to get to the airport later that day, and like, within like 1 minute of being in the car, the guy's like, you know, what brings you to Kansas City? And we were talking to him, and then he's like, well, you better cheer for the Chiefs. And I was like, well, I'm a big Taylor Swift fan. And then he's like, oh my God, you hear her? And we were like talking about it. It was hilarious. It was just like, I was like in an alternate dimension. It was so strange.
Wow.
But funny. I mean, they're very happy over there. They're like, this is great. Putting us on the map. I mean, not that obviously they were a huge team before, but like, they were just, they're loving it. And some people are making a killing off of this merchandise.
Oh,
like,
I'm
it
sure.
was wild. I've just never seen anything like it before. So that was that. And so, so that was a fast weekend. But it wasn't so bad. I flew out of Burbank, then I flew to Denver, and then Denver to Kansas City. And it wasn't busy. I don't think, like, I don't know, people don't really travel for Veterans Day, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think that's like a
real
traveling holiday.
I was at the Burbank airport before I left. I was, I needed something to eat, and so I was looking around.
Did you go to one of the three Guy Fieri establishments?
Yes, there's not much choice.
That's right.
So, like, I was looking around, and they had – I was going to, like – I had a lot of time to kill, so I was going to sit down at, like, one of the sit-down places, but it was full. And so then I kept walking, and there's, like, one of the grab-and-go stations. They have, like, package sandwiches, and they're, like, all guys' sandwiches. And I was looking at them, and I was like, okay, that's an option, but it – like, a turkey sandwich was, like, $20.
Yeah, it's insane.
And I was like, this isn't a package, though. No. And there's not even a side. Like, no. That's crazy.
Yeah,
and
airports get away with highway robbery, truly.
And so I went – so I kept walking. I was like, it's got to be something else. So I walked over to – what is it? I think it's Guy's Burger Joint or whatever. Yeah. That's right next to the Guy's Highball Lounge.
Yeah.
And I looked at the menu and – the chicken tenders and fries were like $16.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, a deal.
For the airport? Yeah.
Yeah, what a deal. So I ordered that. I was like, that's like the cheapest thing. It's like a lot of food. So yeah. I'll get that. So I ordered it. It was actually fantastic.
Oh.
Like, I actually have to go out of my way to recommend the chicken tenders at the Burbank airport.
This
like,
is good to
I
know.
Would get them again. Like, some of the best I've ever had.
Wow.
Like, really.
High praise.
This is so strange and shocking to me. But, like, I don't know. The chicken tent, like, they were, like, it was, like, really good chicken. They were super crispy and, like, hot, like, right off out of the fryer or whatever. And, like, the breading was just really good. Like, something about it was different. Like, it was, like, fresh.
Yeah.
And good. And I was, like, this kind of was worth the $16. Like, the fries were fine. The fries were just, like, normal. Yeah. But the chicken tenders impressed me. I will be back.
Okay. I'll have to try the next time I fly out of Burbank. I'll have to try that.
Yeah.
I usually go to, I think it's, is it Wolfgang Puck?
Yeah.
The one that have like, you can get a sandwich or like a pizza. And there's like a little sit down area. I usually get a pizza from there. And
I consider that.
They're good.
They're like $22.
They are like $22, but they're good.
No, they looked pretty good. I was going to go back and get that if I didn't succeed at Guy's.
Good to know.
But yeah, I was like kind of, I don't know. And then people next to me also got them and they were eating them and they were like, this is really good. Like we were all kind of like, I don't know. Like I, obviously it's a chicken tender. Like it's going to be good. But like,
but
I don't know.
No, there are like, you can have bad chicken tenders.
No, it
for
was,
sure.
I was impressed, especially at an airport. Like it was weird. So I had that. And then the other people next to me had gotten, they'd each gotten a Bloody Mary at the bar, and like it was like a husband and wife, and the husband came back and he like put the Bloody Marys down and he was like, this was $60.
Oh my God. Of course it was.
Because they didn't like put the prices or anything. I was like, well, you're drinking at an airport, like
it's
gonna be expensive.
That reminds me of that tweet. It was from some guy who like writes for the New York Times. Do you remember this?
I don't know.
It was like a few weeks ago, I think. He tweeted about, and it was either the New York or New Jersey airport, probably New York, like LaGuardia or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, he posted a picture of, he had like a burger and fries and like a drink. Mm-hmm. Like it was like a scotch or a rum and coke or whatever. And he was like, this was like $75 or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, this is what's wrong with America. And then everyone in the comments was like, okay, but you got like a double scotch and that's like $60. So like the majority of what you paid for was alcohol and that's always going to be expensive.
Yeah.
And it was like a nice scotch too or whatever.
Especially at an airport.
And then like I think the establishment that he like went to like made a Facebook post or whatever and they're like, our burger and fries is actually only $15.99 or whatever. And it was the whole thing.
Like,
anyway.
Yeah, the scotch is, I don't know.
I just, if you're going to drink at an airport, you got to know it's going to be expensive.
And like, I mean, a $30 for a Bloody Mary is kind of crazy. But it did have like meat and stuff on the stick at least.
Of course it
I don't
is.
Know.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. But it was also like, they finished them in like three sips because it's like a bunch of ice.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, I don't get drinks at the airport unless I was there for like a very long time.
Yeah.
But that's, anyway. So anyway, yes, the chicken tenders at the Burbank Airport.
Side tangent, because you mentioned chicken tenders, I forgot to say, the other thing I did for Mike on his birthday, for lunch, I drove to Alhambra to get us some Raisin Cane's.
Ah, nice.
Because he had never had it.
Nice.
And I was like, I will go get it. And I went inside to get it, which was the move, because the drive-thru was pretty full. And honestly, because I was working that day. So like, if I had waited in the drive-thru, I would have been like late for my meeting after lunch. But I went inside and it was super fast. I got in like 5 minutes or whatever. I will just say, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
We had it. I had it for the first time when we had it on the way down to the Neopets party.
Yeah, that's right.
As we do. I do like that they have the Texas
toast. Yeah, I was about to say, like, the
Texas toast was pretty solid.
Yeah.
They have the crinkly fries, which I do enjoy. Mm-hmm. But the chicken is just, it's good.
It's fine. Yeah.
It's fine. It's not, nothing I would be, you know.
Yeah, I think, like, Popeyes is better, just as good.
I agree. So that was the experience. Please don't come after me in the comments.
It's not a guy's chicken tender, I'll tell you that.
Apparently not.
The bar has been raised.
I'm legitimately going to have to try that.
Next time you're there, like when you go for the holidays, like,
yeah,
it's good.
All right.
I was like floored. So anyway, then I went to Kansas City and it was fun. And then I went home and now here we are. Last night we went to our friend's kid turned 11 and she had a birthday party that was like kind of eras themed.
Oh wait, is this the friend who I've met?
Yeah. Her stepdaughter and then his daughter. So she had like seven girls over and they were like,
were they all a different era?
Kind of. It was loose. Like she was wearing like a 1989 shirt and they had Taylor Swift playing and like they had,
that's fun.
You know, it was cute. They had a little like Taylor Swift drink menu.
Aww.
So there was like drinks for the adults. And then there was like the 1989, which was like a little mocktail with like Sprite and grenadine and Capri Sun.
Hell yeah.
So it was actually pretty good. And then, they had like Italian food and it was cute. I hadn't seen they had like someone was there like doing the girls' nails and they were doing like some karaoke and they had the Reputation tour on and it was fun. Then she opened presents and it reminded me of, I don't know, being 11.
Yeah.
Going to a birthday party and opening presents and all your friends are like saying silly things. It was cute. I hadn't been to a child's birthday and
I can't say that I have ever recently.
Yeah, I don't know the last children's birthday that I went to, but it was fun. It was cute. Seemed like I had a fun time. And then they all like slept over in the backyard and their tents and everything. And we left at like 10. But so I did that. It was nice. My happening weekend going to a child's birthday.
You know what? Whatever.
And then this morning we went to an engagement party, like a brunch sort of thing. That was nice. There was food and drinks and dessert and cake and then here I am. After this I'm going to the gym and then going home to get ready for the short week.
Yep.
And get ready for Thanksgiving, I guess.
Yeah. What are you all doing for Thanksgiving?
Just going to Ryan's grandma's like usual. She usually hosts for his mom's side of the family and we usually bring potatoes. Do that again. I really like don't want to make them. It's just like we probably don't have to. It's just if we don't, there won't be any.
Yeah.
So it's like
you gotta have potatoes.
Yeah. It's like what do we do? It ends up just being like so labor intensive to make so many potatoes.
It's a lot.
But we do have. I don't know if we had this last year when we did it, or did we even do it last year? Yeah, we did. But now we have a potato ricer.
I was gonna say a ricer.
Yeah, and I think because like the issue that I consistently have with potatoes is like making them like creamy and not dry.
Yeah.
And it's hard because we also have to make them with like margarine and not use milk because some of his family are kosher.
Yeah.
And so they can't have dairy with meat. And so they always ask if we, and it's easy to make like vegan mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
But the milk really helps, like, the liquid.
With the creaminess,
So you can use, like, other milks. I don't know. We're going to have to – every year we try something a little bit different, and I feel like last year I was not happy with how they came out because the milk – I don't know. Like, I don't want to use – like, milk substitutes are fine, like soy milk or something like that, but then I don't want to, like, mess with the flavor too much. Whereas if you – I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Like, the margarine's fine. You can use margarine. You can use whatever vegan butter you want to use. It doesn't really make a difference. I mean, it obviously does if you tasted them side by side. But
well,
like,
sure.
But in the moment, it's fine. Yeah. I just want them to be creamy and not get, like, dry and, like, hard, which is hard to do if you don't have, like, cream.
Yeah.
But maybe there's a better substitute out there now. I don't know. Every year things change with vegan stuff, so I'll have to look
into
it. If
you have a great recipe for vegan mashed potatoes,
please let me know, like, as soon as you hear this on Wednesday.
I was going to say, actually, like, yeah, by the time this comes out, it's probably going to be too late.
Let me know immediately. But yeah, so I'll look into that. Like, I don't know. I feel like we've used soy milk in the past. I feel like you could use oat milk, almond milk. I don't know. I think the flavor is weird.
Yeah, that seems odd.
But soy or oat are kind of more mild. I don't know. And then I don't know.
Yeah.
But the ricer helps make them a little smoother.
I was going to say, I feel like that's the biggest problem when usually Mike makes the potatoes, but it's hard to like get all of the lumps out.
Yeah. We also have an immersion blender now, which might help. Mm. Or we could maybe put them in the KitchenAid and like whisk them up really smooth, because that's, especially when you're, if they're going to be vegan, I feel like having them be extra smooth helps with the creaminess factor.
Yes. So.
I don't know. I've gotten myself into this mess of making potatoes for the last, like, 7 years.
Yeah.
But if we don't do it, no one will.
Yeah. I feel a similar type of way about – so we're going to have Thanksgiving with Mike's family. We're doing Christmas with my family, and then I think we'll switch next year, which is – you know, it's easy because they're in San Clemente, so it's, like, an hour and a half, 2 hour drive. So we can just go down for the day and then come back. But I am now on the hook for homemade apple pie because I've done it the last couple of years. And
see, people just get used to something.
And I, part of it was that selfishly I wanted to have homemade apple pie, because when we do Thanksgiving with my family, my aunt and cousins, we all always make pies from scratch, and they're delicious. And like, you know, a store-bought apple pie is fine, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'm going to – it was actually, I think, 2020 Thanksgiving I did it for the first time, and I made, like, a small pie because it was just me and Mike because it was the early COVID days. And then the next year I was like, okay, I think I can make, like, a regular size pie. And so it's very time intensive.
It is.
There's a lot that goes into it. So I will only be making one apple pie, and then we will be purchasing a pumpkin pie from Marie Callender's.
Great.
And bringing that as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll probably make that on like Tuesday or Wednesday just to get it done. Because the first year that I made the full-size pie, I made the mistake of doing it like the night before, and I was up till like midnight.
Yeah, it was it always takes
longer. I was
longer.
Crying. It was a nightmare. So I'm going to start bright and early in the day and give myself plenty of time.
Yeah.
Because it can also sit for a little while. Like, it doesn't have to be like
on the fridge.
Right out the oven.
No, that's fine.
So yeah, that's what we'll be doing.
Nice.
If you're listening to this while you're traveling for Thanksgiving, safe travels.
Safe travels.
If you celebrate, I hope you enjoy it and your family is not obnoxious.
Good times.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's all I have to say.
That's the recap.
Should we get to the actual Neopets part of our Neopets podcast?
Let's go.
So I'm not doing the Labrae currently, because I got so many Fountain Fairy quests that all of my pets are painted and I'm happy with them. And I don't currently have a side account right now, so I'm just chilling.
Nice.
The last time we spoke, I think you had a green Shoiru, which finally you got out of the blue grub.
I did. Yes. The green. The Shoiru has been changing. It hasn't actually changed via Labrae at all. It is now a yellow Shoiru because I painted it a basic color for the quest thingy.
Oh, right.
So I like moved it to my main account and painted it and then moved it back.
Yeah.
So I've been zapping, but it's just yellow. So
okay.
That's all.
That's fine.
Yeah. I was glad that I had a pet to paint though for that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise.
Actually, yeah. Now I don't know what I'm going to do because I've barely started it. The problem with that is, and we'll get into the quest more in the news, but tutorial one of the tasks is you have to make three Neo friends.
Oh, you can just add the same person three times.
Oh.
It doesn't even know. I did it. I added you three times. We're already friends.
Oh, okay. Well, that solves that. Because I was like, I don't want to just like add three random people as Neo friends.
No, you can totally just like type my username in and hit go like three different times and it'll count it. Someone mentioned it on Reddit and I was like, oh, and I just added Caroline three times.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I probably shouldn't be so precious about it because it's like Neopets. It's not like it's you know, no one's going to steal my social security number. You can always delete them after. That's true. But, like, when I first made my Neopets account, the only people I had as Neo friends were people I knew IRL.
Yeah.
And now it's just, like, a couple of those old friends who I am not in contact with anymore.
Yeah.
And Hannah. Yeah. And then, like, two listeners who have requested.
Yeah.
So if you request, I'll add you. But, like, don't all of you do it at once. Anyway. That's that.
Yeah.
Should we get into the news?
Yeah.
And now it's time for Meepit News Break.
Okay. So, yeah. So I put, I don't know why, but I like to have the news in chronological order.
That makes
sense. So starting basically right after our last episode came out, they launched the Daily Quest that we've already mentioned. That was on October 24th, which they'd been talking about, and then it happened. So as you all probably know by now, everyone has a quest log with five daily quests that you get Neo points or items for. If you complete all five daily quests, you get a bonus 20,000 Neo points. Mm-hmm. And then if you complete your daily quest 7 days in a row, you get a special reward. There was an issue with that at the very beginning. Like the first, like it was on Halloween actually, that it was like the first time you could potentially get it for doing 7 days, and like it wasn't counting it. So I think they just kind of manually gave everyone the prize.
They did.
Since then I haven't gotten it, but I also haven't been super consistent about doing it. So I don't know if it's still an issue or not.
No, it's been working. I got mine today.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I was looking on the boards, and I think a couple people were having issues, but then some people were saying you have to make sure that you claim the 20,000, and then you also have to refresh after you complete the daily quest for it to, like, update. Mm-hmm. So just make sure you do that.
Yeah, mine worked today after I refreshed.
And then, as we mentioned before, there's a tutorial section where you complete various tasks to get different prizes.
Yes, I finally finished it.
All of it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the one that was holding me up was the brain tree quest because of the spooky foods getting all inflated. So I just kept trying every day until I got it asking for things that weren't, and I got lucky and I did it, and I'm done.
Good.
So I finished the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I have been stuck at the first step, but now I know how to get around that.
Yeah, you can get past that.
Yeah. So I think it's cool. I think, you know, it's kind of like Trudy Surprise. It's incentive for you to log in every day. The quests are very easy. The hardest part of them, honestly, is buying the items.
Those ones
annoy
me.
Because I never in my life buy items from stores.
I know.
Like, I'll buy them from the user shops. Yeah, I'll buy whatever the cheapest thing in, like, the food shop or, like, the bookstore or toy store is. And then the whole haggling thing I completely forgot about.
I know, it's annoying.
And I was like, it's, like, fine because what I'll do is I'll just, like, round it off.
Yeah,
so if it's,
too.
Like, 279 Neo points, I'm like, I'll give you 270, and they'll usually accept.
Yeah.
But it's, like, if you actually try and haggle hard, like, they'll do it for, like, the first item, but the next item, one time they asked me for more money than the original price was, and I was like, this is not how it should be working. So I feel like they, like, if you haggle too hard initially, then they're like, no.
No. Interesting. Yeah, when I see a quest that's like, buy something from a shop, and then it's like, you have to do it three times.
It's always three times, and that is really annoying to me, because I'm like, three items? Come on. Like,
and so many shops like are out of stock when you go to them.
That's
so
the
you have to
thing.
Keep looking around.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Also, I am, gotta say, I'm really tired of like customizing my Neopet.
I was gonna say,
and
the customizing is like, yeah, I'll like change the background one day and then I'll change it back to what I had before the next day. And it's like, what is the point of
this? I just put one thing on my Neopet and then save it and then take it off and save it again because I'm like, I didn't want this here. So that's kind of silly. And like the grooming and feeding is fine.
Yeah.
Playing a game. I just been playing Termackerel every day.
Oh, I just do Fashion Fever because it's so fucking easy.
I just play like a round of Termackerel till I die and send the score and then I'm done.
There you go.
But yeah, it's cool. It's been keeping me logging in and getting the prize money.
Yeah.
I would like to see, I guess, some like diversity in the quests, which there probably will be at some
point.
I think
there will be. So I didn't put anything from the like Neobian Times editorial because there wasn't anything that noticeable or important, but one person did ask about the quest and they're like, we're looking into like improving them.
Yeah,
who knows when that will be, but I think they do want to make more, have more different quests that you can do, and I assume they'll probably change up although the item pool is pretty big.
I've gotten a lot of the same stuff.
I always get the same stuff. Like fucking Altador Cup magazine, like, 5 times.
Oh, I always get the, what am I always getting? The Valentine's Bruce plushie. Like, always.
I don't know why.
Some other thing that I see all the time, and I'm like, oh, not that again.
I will say, like, I think, you know, part of the point is to, like, fight inflation.
Yeah.
And, like, when you get, like, I got a Christmas paintbrush today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, although some people on the boards were saying, like, okay, well, those items are no longer inflated, but then people are just going to buy up other items and inflate the prices. And part of the problem is bots, which is a whole nother thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, you know, it's something.
Yeah. I've gotten some really some fun, like, pets.
Yeah.
Out of it that have been rare.
Yeah. It was funny because, you know, Mike is not that invested in Neopets.
Yeah.
He stopped listening to the pod a while ago, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But it was funny because a couple weeks ago, he was like, hey, have you been getting some rare items on Neopets? And I was like, what? And he was like, I saw online that they have these new quests where you can get, and people are getting these really rare, expensive items. And I was like, well, it's like you get a random item and none of the stuff I've been getting is really rare. And he's like, oh, well, this user got blah, blah, blah. And they got like Theora's tier or whatever. And I was like, must be nice.
Yeah.
I have gotten none of that. I've gotten a couple paintbrushes and like pets, but nothing like insane.
Yeah, I got my last weekly quest reward was a Tooth Fairy doll, which was was previously expensive, but then I looked up on the trading post though, and like there were like hundreds of them because everyone's gotten
right.
them.
Now
so like,
everyone
well,
has
okay,
them.
Okay, so I just threw it in my safety deposit box.
Yeah, I've just been putting everything in my
Yeah, I pretty much have too. I did get some, two of the rare items from the trick or treat bags. When
oh,
those
you opened
went
them?
Out. Yeah, I opened them and I got two of the, I forget what it is now, but two of the things that I got were like the rare, like you
oh,
might
nice.
Get it. But now I don't know what to do. I have to check. I haven't checked prices in a long time, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
I also like, to be honest, even though I'm like a veteran player, I like, don't really understand how to sell things for like a lot of money because there's limits.
Yeah.
And so I don't really know how people do it.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it happens on the trading post, which to me, it's like, it's kind of like pet training. Like, it's just, there's so many like unwritten rules and things that I don't know about that I've never actually attempted
it. Well, people will put it into like baby paint brushes.
Yeah.
But I don't really want like 6 baby paint. I don't know.
Right.
I
yeah. No, I understand. A lot of people have been asking, like a while back they did raise the limits to like 99,000 or whatever. And they're like, if they could raise it a little bit more, then we could sell more of this stuff in shops instead of having to trade baby paint brushes. Which
yeah,
makes
even
sense
the,
to me.
The limit on the trading post is like 2 million or something.
Right.
Which isn't enough.
So
because like, certain things like people would be posting like 10 million and I'm like, I don't even know how to get that.
Yeah.
How do we do this?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
So anyways.
Yeah,
I guess auctions.
I don't even know how that works.
It's like really this is a part of the site that I just didn't really get into.
I never learned about it and now I'm too scared to try.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if anyone wants to
send us a
insight,
guide
go
or
for
something.
It. Yeah. Because I just
It's
like I get a rare item and I'll like look it up and it's like, wow, 20 million. I'm like, god damn it. Like, how do I even sell
it? How am I going to sell it? Yeah.
So
everything just goes in my safety deposit box
and
sits there until probably forever.
Yeah,
honestly.
Who knows? Anyways.
Yeah. So that's daily quests.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn the light on because it's getting dark.
Go for it.
It is. I do not like daylight saving time. I'm going to come on the record about that.
Yeah, it gets so dark.
It gets dark at like 5 p.m. and I'm like, I'm not here for this.
I
don't like driving home in the dark.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah, it's super dark when I drive home at night or drive home after work at like 5.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is.
What is the reason for this?
Yeah. What is the reason?
Anyway,
we have some pet days.
Pet days, yes.
Into. October 26th was Corbat Day. The new color's pastel.
Cute.
Yep. No notes.
Nice.
And then a couple of outfits. We have the fuzzy fruit. So
okay,
like
I do love this one.
Yeah.
I love this one. I have always said I think Corbat is like upper middle tier for
me. Yeah, they're cute.
Because I like bats. And this makes it even more cute. And I was thinking about it and I was like, I would consider getting a Corbett if I got this outfit for it. But then I would never take the outfit off.
It would just be that.
Yeah, it would just always be that. And I would never just have it as like a regular Corbett.
Well, you know what? That's fine.
It's cute. I think it's really, really cute. And I like it because I like that they've been doing these, like, you know, sort fuzzy. Of like real animals.
Yeah.
But this is, there is the line between, like, it starts to get weird, like that one bald eagle eerie. But this one is like, it's still cute. It's still in the Neopet style. It's realistic, but not like too realistic. So no, I like really it. Like it.
And then the other outfit was Vintage Vampire. So like Nosferatu.
Yes.
It's kind
this
of
this is very funny to
it's
me.
The kind of funny looking.
I mean, Nosferatu is like a weird looking dude.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen the original movie from like the 1920s
I have
or
seen
whatever.
It, weirdly.
Oh. Wow. And which one of us at this table was a film major?
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
I watched it at our friend Maddie's house 1 year for Halloween. Like her her mom like made us watch it.
No, that tracks actually. And I was gonna say that's how I watched the original Phantom of the Opera, which is also I think from the 1920s or 30s. It's silent.
Yeah.
And it was that. It was at a friend's house for Halloween. Yeah. And I guess it was because it was like we were all like, I don't know, 12 probably. And they're like, well, this isn't inappropriate. And it's not too scary. So we'll just watch the silent Phantom of the Opera film.
No, I just thought it was boring.
Yeah, it's
honestly
kind of boring.
I was not into Nosferatu. Didn't scare me. And it was old.
Yeah.
So not for me at the time, especially not being a kid.
Yeah, but it's not
the anyway, way. So there's that. And then there's, of course, some Wings and Tails. So classic. It looks like a plant.
Yep.
Water, fire, and like ribbons, like rainbow ribbons.
Sure. I think in the example it's on a toy Corbett.
Yeah.
So like that kind of works.
Yeah. It's cute.
Yeah. No problem with that.
And then of course it was Halloween.
Yes.
On October 31st, and we got the new Halloween Lutari.
Was not expecting this.
No.
This was unexpected, and I think it looks very cool.
Yeah, it's Medusa inspired for the Halloween color. So the Lutari has like snake hair and scales. Kind of looks like the body is an artichoke, in my opinion.
It kind of does.
But I still think it looks good, and like a dress. So that's unique. Kind of cool.
I like it. Not for me, again. I don't think I could ever have a Halloween pet. But I think it looks really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And then, of course, there was the trick-or-treating event. So there were 7 trick-or-treat bags all around. And each one was, like, villain-themed. So they had a little scary story you could read. And there was an avatar for it. When you collected all 7 trick-or-treat bags, and certain bags had rare items.
I never open any of my bags. I just put them straight in my safety deposit box.
You can sell them for a good amount eventually. Yeah. Usually, if there's something good in them, which these ones there were. I don't know. I like to open them.
So. For some reason, I, like, can't. Like, I just can't make myself do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, well, then, it's like the fucking, like, Schrodinger's cat thing is like, it could have a rare item in it, but once I open it, then I'll know. And if it doesn't, then I'll be disappointed.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And then it does, the value is going to change. Like, you can get a certain amount for the trick-or-treat bag unopened versus what you can get for the items that are actually inside.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
I don't know. I just throw them in my safety deposit box and I will figure it out later.
Yeah. That is fine. Anyway, then on November 8th, we had Terry Day. So we have the Valentine Terry.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's just a little pink.
On brand.
Pink Terry with hearts on the wings. And then we have another little animal outfit. So Feathery.
Yeah.
Which
this
is like
is cute.
A little cockatiel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's cute. Little bird. That's fine. And then we got some wings and tails for the Terry as well. So we have Crystal, Plant, and Rainbow.
How would they fly with these crystals?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I know it doesn't matter, but I look at it and I'm just like, they would be so weighed down by this.
Yeah, it looks uncomfortable.
It's so heavy.
It looks really
Yeah, it's like, how would you even like hug someone or like do anything?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
It's good.
There's that. And then we had Vanguard Day on November 8th.
No, it wasn't November 8th. I forgot to change it.
Oh.
I think it was the 15th or 16th.
No, sometime in November recently.
Sometime in November.
Well, Poogle Day was the 5th. Or no, sorry, it wasn't Poogle Day. It was the birthday. The Neopets birthday was the 15th.
Oh,
so
you're right.
It would have been before.
Okay, wait. I'm just going to Google Vandegeier Day.
It was sometime.
November 12th.
Okay, 12th. And the new color was Moroccan, which people, I think, liked this.
Yeah, I think like it. This was... I think something people had been like asking for, yeah. requesting, because it was a user made design, yeah. by user lonesome underscore 666, wild username. and it's modeled after the sea angel, which, yeah. I guess is a type of sea slug. The actual animal does not look like, it looks cool, but not like cute.
Yeah.
This looks very cute. It still has the owl sort of face, mm-hmm. and then it has like this luminescent body. I think it looks nice.
Yeah, I like it a lot. So, good job. Then we got Fuzzy. It's a red panda.
I'm obsessed with this outfit.
Very cute. Yeah.
This is like the Fruit Corbat one in that I would consider getting a Vandegeier, yeah. just so I could dress it up in this outfit and never take it off.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
It's adorable. Yeah. I was going to say they don't have a red panda Neopet. They don't, but they do have a red panda pet because that's the Dandan.
Yeah.
And the Dandan is adorable.
Yeah, that one's really cute.
Ooh, if you had a fuzzy Vandegeier with a Dandan, mm-hmm. pet,
that'd be cute.
I would like that.
That'd be cute. And then we have a feathery outfit.
Yeah, it's interesting because the proportions are not quite right somehow.
He looks like a little old man.
Yeah, he's like standing up. The like torso is slightly too long. The arms are a little small. Like the Vandegeier pose, it's interesting because like the Vandegeier is a cross between an owl and a panda, basically. And like it looks fine for the panda part, but the owl part is like something's off. I don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just sort of weird.
Like it's not terrible.
No.
But it's just like, I don't know. When I look at it, I'm like, something is off.
Something's off. I don't know. So.
But anyway. You know, if you want an owl, you can do that.
You can have that. And then last but not least, it was Neopet's 24th birthday.
I literally almost forgot.
On the 15th. Yeah, I did too.
I was like, so I'm like every year I feel like it comes and it's just like a surprise. Like,
oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I guess part of it was just I was like busy with work and stuff. And then I saw the news and I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's Neopets' birthday. So happy birthday, Neopets.
Yeah. Some fun stuff happened. They released the toy Poogle.
I love this.
Which, yeah, it's fantastic.
I'm obsessed.
Based on a user design that I think we talked about before.
I think so, too. Yeah, it's user Eerie's underscore forever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, when I looked at it, I immediately recognized it. And then I was like, what is this?
The iDog.
It's the iDog.
Yeah.
I had not thought about this for years, literally.
Did you have an iDog?
I did not. I had friends who had them.
I had one.
I liked it. I wanted one. This and then the other one that was like, it was also like a robot dog, but it was a little bit different. It was like gray and it could walk around and stuff.
Oh, well, I had the techno.
That's dog. What it was. Yeah.
Yeah, I had that. It was cool.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah. My cousin had, I think all of my cousins got one of them. So, like, one of them got the dog. One of them got, like, the cat. Maybe there was, like, a bird one?
Yeah, I think there was. There were a few different ones.
Anyway, I was very jealous.
Yeah, the iDog didn't really do anything aside from, like, you plugged in your iPod and then it would dance to, like, your songs and play it as a speaker, which at the time was cool, but in retrospect, the speaker quality was not good and you would hear it, like, going, like, when it... So it was, like, interrupting your songs. But it was cute. A cute idea.
Yeah, I like the way it would light up and everything. Oh yeah, they had McDonald's ones.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. Yeah. Where you like couldn't actually connect it to your iPod.
No, it was just like a little.
But it was like a little plastic guy.
Yeah,
I think maybe I had one of those.
Yeah, they had them in black and white, and I think pink. I had a white one, and I know my friend Sarah had one too. And we used to, I think they could interact. Maybe we used to play with ours together.
Nice.
But I don't have mine anymore. Obviously, I don't think it would work anymore, but I don't know where it went.
Yeah, it's a mystery.
But yeah, this is the perfect design for a toy Poogle. I think it's great. So
it's very cute. It's very nostalgic.
Yes, very 2000s.
I think it's really good.
Yeah. Anyway, in celebration of the birthday, everyone was awarded free NeoCash, 750 NC, which is cool. There's a goodie bag in the NC Mall. I got mine. I got mine today, and then I opened it, and it's like this hideous foreground. Like, I don't know. I was like, why is this?
Again, I just threw mine in the safety deposit box.
So. Why not open it? It's NeoCash. Just open it, and then you get a thing.
I don't know.
You can't do anything with it. You can't sell it.
That's true.
You should open it.
I'll open it. Should I open it right now?
Yes. Let me know if you get a hideous foreground.
Okay. Hold on. Let me pull it up.
Anyway, while Caroline is doing that, you also got, of course, free training at the Swashbuckling Academy. Treasure of the Black Pocket was free on the 15th and then half price through the end of November. So you can still do that.
I tried a few times and I got nothing.
So. Yeah, I never succeed. You could send your score 5 times instead of 3, the 13th through the 17th. So that's over now. And then they also did an AMA, which I didn't watch it. It was going on and I wanted to watch, but I was doing something. But you can read the recap. There's a very good recap of it on Jelly Neo, but basically, there was a rare item code that went live for, I think, just 72 hours.
I got it.
I didn't get it. I missed it. So that is over now, but it was birthday 25 live. And then, yeah, they did an AMA with Dominic Law, the new CEO, Kiko Cat, AKA Alice.
Yeah, this was shocking to me.
Yeah.
I remember like the weeks leading up to it, they're like, okay, AMA on the 15th and Alice is gonna be there, Alice from support, and everyone's like freaking out because no one knows who Alice is. Obviously she responds to the tickets and like people have various stories of like, I think in general mostly positive interactions, but some people are like, she wouldn't give me my Alice account back or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the fact that this whole time it's been Kiko Cat, my mind is blown.
I know. I saw a lot. There were a lot of buzz about this over the weekend. So that's interesting. Then they also included the Jelly Neo Battlepedia admin, as well as Anthony Conley, who's the art and creative director.
This was also interesting to me because I knew, obviously, so he used to be known as Tiger Catcher when he was on TNT, and he came up with the designs for a lot of the Neopets. I didn't know he was, like, actively working with current TNT as, like, an advisor. So that's pretty cool. I think he's really talented and, you know, he did a lot of the classic art. So I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, it was cool. But Jelly Neo has a good little recap of the AMA. But it was good. There's some informative stuff on there. So
it's okay. Good that they did. I am checking my safety deposit box and I don't think I got the goodie bag. I could have sworn that I did. I feel like it's not in the
NeoCash Mall
anymore.
I just got it today. It should be there.
Today?
Is it in your NC tab of your items?
You know, inventory? I don't know. I don't know how anything works anymore. Okay, hold on.
It should be in your inventory.
Okay, yes. Yeah. It's in my inventory under the NeoCash section.
That's where it goes.
All right, let me open it.
All right, let's see.
It's loading. Cowboy hat cake foreground. Is that what you got? Yeah.
Why is that?
Why is it a foreground?
Like, why? I hated it. I put it on today. I was like, this is horrible. Why is this the thing? But whatever.
Well, you can put it on your Neopet and then take it off to get the customization quest.
You can. So you can do that. Right. Anyway, perhaps the most interesting thing that came out of the AMA was the UC, the new UC.
Yeah, I was going to say that they're NC UC pets. Yes. And there's an image that has a Fairy Scorchio, Fairy Kugra, Fairy Loop, Fairy Bori, Drake, and Waki. And some of these, like the Fairy Bori, was never a UC to begin with.
Yeah.
So this seems to imply that they are going to go back and draw things in the UC style for the Neopets that weren't UCs originally.
I think they look good.
It says, NC UC pets are coming in a unique way. A mysterious ray will be appearing soon, ... with some familiar fairy faces.
So maybe they're starting with fairy.
I think so.
And it's going to be some kind of lab.
They also shared this roadmap. And according to the roadmap, NC UC pets are coming in January 2024, allegedly.
Okay. That's soon.
Yeah.
I know that there was like some other post, maybe it was on Reddit or something that I saw of people showing like the new UC art, like compared to the old UC art. I thought it looked fine.
It looks fine.
Perfectly fine. I feel like this is reminding me of like the Taylor's versions where I see people online and they're like,
it's so
it
different.
It doesn't sound like, and I like listen to it and I'm like,
it's basically the same.
Good. It's good. Yeah, it's like a song it. I like. Like, I feel like I have no ears sometimes. But anyway, so yeah, I think they look good. And I don't have any strong feelings about it one way or another.
Yeah. And then they did like a Q&A with Dom. The only thing that I thought was interesting was they asked if we're going to have a new species anytime soon. And they said, well, the challenge is that anytime there's a new species, you have to make them work with all of the existing wearables.
Yeah.
But he did say they're considering launching one for the 25th anniversary, which would be next year. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of internal things we need to fix in order to make it happen. So sure. I guess that's a maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. That makes sense. So cool. I guess we'll see.
And then they also did an interview with Anthony Conley. And they asked him, what would you like to see in a new species? And he said, a cross between a dragon and a cat. And then he also said his favorite pet is a Bloomeroo, which was the first one that he created back in 2000.
Oh, that's cute. Very cool.
Yeah. But again, coming back to the Kiko Cad thing. So she's also Alice, but then she's also the beauty contest and art gallery judge.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand how she has the time in the day to do all of these things.
She wears many hats.
It's clearly. So. Yeah. Wild.
Interesting. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So you can check out the full recap on Jelly Neo. It's funny, they when they did the interview with McCostin from Jelly Neo, Dom was like, we refer to Jelly Neo, well, more than we should be. It's just like, wow.
Yeah. Well, they're like really the only place where like all of the lore and stuff is like housed.
It's all cataloged. Yeah. Also, they said there are 41 staffers at Jelly Neo, and Dom said that's more than the actual site has, which is kind of like, wow.
That is.
I mean, obviously, the Jelly Neo staffers volunteer like, in their spare time and they don't get paid. But still, the fact that they have a bigger team than pets.com is kind of wild.
Definitely check out the recap if you haven't, or like watch the recording.
Yeah.
I'll watch it at some point.
I will at some point. I know it's hard scheduling, especially like across time zones, but I feel like they're always at like 5 p.m., which is like, I'm at work. Like,
yeah.
I can't be logging into a live stream at work at 5 p.m. on a Wednesday.
If I was home, I could, like, that's right when I finish, but if I'm at work, I'm driving home.
Right.
So anyway, but that's fine. There's a recording of it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
No big deal. Cool. Well, let's get into our pet page spotlights.
Yeah. I don't know if we should like make this a separate segment or.
Yeah, we could brainstorm it.
We'll think about it. there's less than 55 because a couple of the newer ones like Lutari don't have a pet page.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll get through a few of them now and we'll keep going until we get through all of them. I picked two because the first one, the Kachik pet page, is literally the shortest pet page I've seen in my life.
Wow.
The background is...
Oh, wow. This is really...
Yeah. It's images of a bunch of, like, small flowers. And then there's a sign that looks like it's written on wood that says, Flower Patch, parentheses, Home of Kachik. And then it says, hello, my name is blah, 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 the Kachik.
Mm-hmm.
And it says how old they are and what level they are. And it says, welcome to my flower patch. This is my most favorite place in Neopia because it is filled with flowers and pretty smells. Feel free to sniff around. And then there is a photo. And then it says, this is a photo of me. My owner is blank. And that's it.
That's really sad. The Kachik's like an old pet. Like, I'm kind of surprised they didn't go a little harder for it.
I feel like... I don't know what they're trying to say about the Kachik. It feels like the Kachik is a simple Neopet.
Yeah.
With simple pleasures, who enjoys flowers and pretty smells a lot, I guess.
Great.
Maybe the Kachik is too busy going out and exploring to, you know, be coding up a full web page.
Yeah, too busy sniffing the flowers, which is great.
You know, good on them, I guess. But yeah, it just was very funny to me when I loaded it and I was like, oh, this is all there is.
That's it.
In comparison, the Cougar pet page is much more what you would expect.
Yeah.
I love the top of it, which has the UC art of the Cougar, and then it says Cougar, and the Cougar is in like this weird font, and then it has like it's striped.
Yeah.
And then the background is a headshot of the UC Cougar. And so it's goes through, actually this is relatively short but a little bit longer than yeah. the cheek. So it says, my name is blah, I'm a Cougar. Cougars, oh, there's an apostrophe there that shouldn't be there.
Yeah,
it's fine. Originally come from Mystery Island. Occasionally I go for picnics there with my owner. It is great fun. They have a tour where you can see the best places on the island, a gift shop, the training school, and best of all, the island cooking pot. A kind fairy named called Juita. Is it Juita? I've never known.
Yeah.
Watches like over this great big cooking pot. It's supposed to be magical, although I haven't made anything special there yet. It sure smells good, though. Smiley face.
Nice.
Then it has a little Polaroid. It says, this is a picture of me. As you can see, I am a rather attractive Cougar, and I have been entered in the beauty contest many times. What makes me so special, you may ask? Well, it's my beautiful paws, ears, and sparkling white teeth. Mm. And then it has little icons of with a close-up on the ears, claws, and the teeth. Teeth.
Yes.
It says, I take great care of my teeth. First, I rinse with mouthwash. Ooh, minty. Then I floss between my sharp teeth. Grackle bugs are the worst. You get little bits of blue shell stuck in your gums. Yuck. Okay. Finally, I give my teeth a good brush with my deluxe blue toothbrush. Then, voila, prize-winning gnashers. And then it's a picture of mouthwash, floss, toothpaste, and toothbrush.
Very important.
Which I guess is good promoting oral hygiene.
It's good to floss.
And then it says, anyway, enough of me. You can chat my owner, challenge me in a battle, etc. So that's the Cougar. That's about what I would expect.
Yeah, it's pretty standard stuff.
I don't know why it's so focused on oral hygiene, but I guess that's good for kids to know about.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Great. Well, I also have two because I thought the uni. So the first one is uni. I thought this one was pretty short, but it's not like Kashyyyk.
No,
so
Kashyyyk.
I was like, well, I better pick a new one because this is also it's like really,
no, it is pretty short,
unassuming. But anyway, this just has the photo of the uni and the Polaroid. The background is like
kind background's of weird,
artistic,
very
splatters.
Abstract, yeah.
Yeah. It says, hi there. My name is blah blah blah. I'm a beautiful uni, and this is how many hours old I am. When I'm not playing with my owner, there's like these little.
They're hoof.
I think it's like horseshoes.
Horseshoes, yeah.
But they're like kind of.
They're like rainbow and they're like, yeah. Look like they're kind of joined together.
Yeah, and that's like blocking off the segments. Anyway, when I'm not playing with my owner, I love to play games and hang out with my friends. Unis are naturally really athletic, so of course I usually win.
Wow, brag.
Afterwards, we all have a snack, like ice cream or chocolate cake. Vegetables are so uncivilized.
I agree.
Interesting. Then it says, these are some of my favorite foods. And there's like a cupcake, an egg, another cupcake, and a chocolate bar. So great. I always use NeoGlow shampoo and conditioner to keep my mane and tail tangle-free and shining. My owner will tell you that I accept nothing but the best to buff and polish my pretty petite hooves. Oh, what's a uni to do? I hope I have the outfit to match. I am not just a pretty face, however. I read books regularly, and once a week, blah, 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 takes me to the Battle Dome to watch the tournament. I would like to enter. It looks like such fun, but I'm afraid I might chip a hoof. I really love my owner. I think I'm the luckiest pet in Neopia. If you would like to play with me or chat with my owner, Neo message, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so that's uni.
Okay.
It's not really much to say about that. It's pretty standard.
Not promoting a balanced diet.
No, there. I didn't know unis were so averse to vegetables.
It's just kind of funny because, you know, it's like a unicorn, which is, you know, a fancy horse, and horses are known to like carrots and
yeah,
like
that's
that,
what I
not unis apparently.
Anyway, then we have a more interesting one, and this is the Bruce page. There's there are many things to be said
there's
about
a
this
lot going on here.
So this says, hey there, I'm the Bruce and I love cold weather. That's when I feel like dancing the most. Each winter, a grand dance is held at a secret location.
Oh.
It's secret to keep pesky loops and Mirkas away.
Hey now.
I didn't know Mirkas were an enemy of the Bruce.
This is news to me.
I didn't know this. My owner takes me every year. Last year, I didn't do so well because my flippers kept getting in the way. This year is a different story. Well, I sure hope it is. Either way, it's always fun watching all the new dance moves being performed by the most talented Neopets. Remember, the last Bruce standing wins. Then there's like a little gif of him dancing Bruce. And says, strutting my stuff.
There's also at the top of the page, it says welcome.
Oh, yeah.
It's like weird orange font. And then on either side, there's a gif of a Chia carrying a Bruce.
Yeah.
And then the background is like snowflakes.
Yeah. It says, I'm still quite young, but when I get older, I know I'm going to win the contest. Just the contest.
The dance contest.
Oh, the dance contest. Okay. The prize is a golden juppie and a lifetime supply of Chia Pops. I absolutely go mad for Chia Pops. They are wickedly fantastic.
It's very British. Fine.
Then we have three Disco Bruce plushies. Okay. Images here, which is great. You probably don't know this, but I'm pretty crafty in the Battle Gnome. Well, as long as I have my trusty fish slingshot and shield of resistance, my fighting technique is pretty much unstoppable with my tailor-made weapons, though I should hit the training academy more often. Doesn't hurt to be the best. And then we have pictures of the weapons and pictures of three Bruce morphing potions for effect. I think you should all know about the most famous Bruce in all of Neopia. Me! Just kidding. It's the super cool Brucey B. Do you know about him and his lucky coin? If you ever see him, don't tell him I said this, but he's the worst cheat player that ever lived.
Wow.
Shade. There's a picture of Brucey B.
It says, hold on, it says, here are some other famous Bruces that grace Neopia with their presence. It has Brucey B, which you literally just already just talked mentioned. About. He's on a leopard print couch with a zebra stripe cushion, which is wild.
And like a picture of a
Usul. And then there's a wizard Bruce that says Denethrier. Okay, he's not real, but he's cool.
And those are the only two Bruces.
He must be from like a book or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Like some kind of character.
I'm looking on Jelly Neo, of course. Oh, he's from NeoQuest, I guess. So okay. I guess. Oh, okay. More information. The default Bruce pet page implies that Denethrier may not exist in the real Neopia. It is unclear if this is the case.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So, well, these are the only two Bruces that the Bruce could come up with for being like important in Neopets, which I guess maybe is true.
I mean, I can't think of any others.
And then there's three little Christmas Bruce pictures. And this says, my picture will be up there one day. Just you wait and see. Then we have the most horrifying picture.
I was about to say, this is horrendous. This is so unflattering. I don't know who drew this and who approved
Anthony
this.
Conley.
Explain yourself.
Putting you on blast.
No, this must have been like very early art.
It's like really weird.
You can see the Bruce's like teeth. I feel like you're not supposed to see that.
It's not right. I don't know. It's like a green Bruce in the snow.
He looks mean. He looks menacing.
Yeah, it's just weird. And then we have our final paragraph and it says, when I'm not strutting my stuff, I love a good snowball fight. You can't beat 20-odd Neopets all pelting each other with snowballs and getting soaking wet. It is terrific fun. Afterwards, we normally head back to my Neo home where we have hot toasted crumpets with chocolate and marshmallows.
Okay, that sounds delicious. Good.
Anyway, enough about me. How are you? Why not drop blah, 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 Neo mail? Maybe you could become great friends. You never know.
And then you have
three cheat cards from Brucey B.
Great.
And some scrolling text about how the Bruce is going to win the dance contest.
Remember, the last Bruce standing wins. And this year, it's going to be me! Exclamation point.
Great.
Good luck.
They love that scrolling text.
It was on these pages. All the rage at the time.
So those are the pet pages we have this week. Some interesting stuff.
I love it. Never, always learn something new.
Yeah, really. There's some really interesting information there. So
some lore I was not aware of,
and some horrifying pictures.
Yeah, that's. I have a lot of questions about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Should we move on to the boards?
Let's do it.
Getting ka-cheeky.
Okay, so I found a couple posts. The first, these are actually both from ideas and suggestions.
Okay.
So the first one is about unreleased items, which I found interesting. So this is, pulling up the screenshots. Topic, release some of the 1,000 plus unreleased items from back in the day. OP says, there are over 1,000 items that exist but never got released on the site for unknown reasons. And then they link out to Jelly Neo, which I've provided a link in our doc here. You can find all of the unreleased items The artwork exists for almost all of these items, and presumably it wouldn't take more than a few clicks to add one to the site. Why not release these items on the site now? You could beef up pet days by releasing some of these on their relevant pet days. Mm-hmm. Personally, I would love to add the Jub Jub desserts to my gallery for next Jub Jub Day. And then OP says, obviously, there are a select few items from this list that wouldn't be able to make it, such as the defunct Neo Home furniture. Mm-hmm. But the vast, vast majority of the items are perfect candidates to become new items, and the artwork shouldn't all go to waste. And they said, heck, you could even make several new stamp album pages with the unused stamps here. Maybe something like a nostalgic throwback page. A lot of the artwork has the vintage Neopets style, smiley face.
Yeah.
And then someone else says, yes, but they need to retire some older items in exchange. And then OP says, any reason why? And then someone responded, they need to retire items because TNT hasn't done that in years, making shops full of junk no one wants. Even if they don't release these items, it's still something that should be done. And then someone else chimed in, fewer valuable items restock because the pool of items that restock is filled with too many junk items. Mm-hmm. And then OP said, oh, good point. I hadn't considered the current item pool being heavily diluted. And then someone else just said in all caps, yes, especially pet pets.
Yeah.
And then someone else said, yes, at least the ones with nice looking art. Someone else said, more items equals more good, smiley face with sunglasses. And someone else said, plus one, there are 12 unreleased Chombi items just begging to be added to galleries. So I was taking a look at this, and it's interesting because, like, there are, some of them are, like, in various stages.
Yeah.
Like, some of them are just, like, the... A lot of them are just the, like, something underscore something and then the picture. So there's no official name. You can kind of guess what it would be based on the name of the, like, image. And then some of them are, like, more detailed and they have, like, a name and a category. And some of them are, like... So one of them I was looking at, it says, this item is unreleased but partially activated. You may receive it as a prize for completing a kitchen quest, but it will not be added to your inventory. Oh. So that's weird. That seems like a bug.
That is weird. I've never noticed that before.
Yeah, and then the rest of these, I don't know why they were never released.
Yeah, just drawn, but never did anything with it.
I will say, I feel like... It makes sense. Like, I would be down for them to release these. It may not be as simple as, like, a few clicks. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Given the state of Neopets and, like, how many times it's changed hands, like, I don't know if they even have these saved on, like, their servers, you know? Like, obviously, they're online, and Jelly Neo was able to pull them, but, like, I don't know if they have the original files.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
But if they do and they can, I think it would be cool to release some of these.
There's some good ones.
It's wild that there's over 1,000 of these.
Yeah.
So many. So anyway, if you ever have some time to kill, go check them out.
Look at the unreleased items.
Cool. And then in a similar vein, also on the ideas and suggestions board, I think this was inspired by the AMA where they were talking about potentially a new species. Topic, TNT, please release Varwolf as the new species. and then OP says, bump this post if you agree. Varwolves were made as an April Fool's prank in 2005. You can see the full list here. And they link it out.
Yeah.
And someone said, it's criminal that the Varwolf didn't win and the Norbu did just because llamas were an internet meme at the time. I don't know if that's why they won, but it probably helped.
Yeah.
And then someone else said the Varwolf wasn't even a choice in the poll, .. And then they linked out to somehow the poll is still there, although obviously you can't vote. But it shows you like the
who was
options.
In the running.
Yeah. So the what was the Llama Mia at the time was the winner, and that became the Norbu. Although they did change the art, which I think some people were mad about. Because the original art is pretty cute.
Imagine if the number 5 had won.
Horrifying. A nightmare. It's basically a spider with these glowing green eyes.
It's awful.
I think it's called the Nikon Drac.
Yeah, something like that.
The rest of them are fine. I like the one that looks kind of like a ferret with the raccoon tail. What is it called?
Some of these became pet pets.
Nobalo. I like the Nobalo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of these are pet pets, like the Patoot and the Carmarillier, the Slymook. Mm-hmm. But some of them are never made.
Yeah.
I love the Shello. I think he's cute.
Yeah, he is cute.
He's got like a little shell pillow. Honestly, yeah, I would be fine with any of these except for the spider one. You know, it's, yeah. Anyway, going back to the post, someone said, I have literally held a 15-year-old grudge against Norbu's over this, LOL. Voted Sharkaw, and I'm still salty at loss because, tee-hee, llama funny, eat the food, Tina.
Well, you know what?
I also love the Varwolf, Poliflint, Nobolo, and Leofin. Would love to see them do another vote, TBH. Someone else said, I'd take Varwolf or Sharkaw in a heartbeat. I'd also love them to do a poll to make a pet into a pet. A Carmariller... Carmariller or Rillier pet would be epic.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, I mean, there's not the only pet that can become a Neopet currently is the Croc.
Yeah.
I believe. So, yeah, I mean, it's, again, they do have the art for this. I think most of them are pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
The Sharkaw is cute.
It
it's
is
like
cute.
A.
Yeah, I like it.
Kind of like a prehistoric bobcat mm-hmm. looking thing with little tusks. Some of them are kind of ugly. Not going to name names, but you know who you are.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there is the Humon, which is just a baby human.
Yeah.
I don't think that should be a Neopet because that would kind of ruin the vibes of the site. Like, I get it because it was for April Fool's, that makes sense. But yeah. For an actual pet, no. But, yeah. I mean, if they're gonna make a new species, they could consider one of these.
Yeah, there's plenty of.
It would be fun for them to do like a poll.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Cool. I like
it. So yeah, just always gonna bring these up. I saw recently a post in I think it was Neopets Nation, the Facebook group,
mm-hmm.
where someone was like, "Why didn't they make any of these real Neopets?" And then people in the comments were talking about like their favorites. So
yeah,
people are still. Killer to think about it. Someone has had a 15-year grudge against Norbus because of this. So I can't say I was that. I don't think I felt that strongly. I don't know if I even voted, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Maybe
it was a long time ago.
But yeah, it's.
I probably did vote, but I have no idea what I would have voted for.
It's a mystery to me. But yeah, I also don't know how they picked the 17 that were in the poll.
Yeah, I don't know.
Based on the like,
maybe just what they liked.
That they made.
More.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Cool.
It's out there. Check it out.
Well, let's finish up with our items.
Curiosities.
Okay. Do you want to go first, actually?
Sure.
I feel like I've been talking forever.
I can go first. This is actually weirdly related to Norbu's.
Oh.
This is a totally random item that I just like came across and decided to use. So this
Great.
Is a item that came out in 2007. It's a rarity 78, and it's a food, and it is Norbu wool and jelly sandwich.
Ah, okay.
So this is sort of similar. I've done the Norbu wool burger.
I was going to say, I do remember that.
Before, where we talked about how that's gross.
Oh, this is interesting.
So this description is, this jelly sandwich is made with wool bread.
Yeah.
So
I was expecting, because the wool burger, I think, is burger buns, and then the wool is like the meat. And
yeah.
I was expecting the wool. For some reason, I thought the wool would be the jelly.
Yeah,
even
no.
Though
this
that doesn't
is...
make sense, but the wool is the bread.
The wool is the bread, and the jelly is blue. And there's olives stabbed into the top, and it has like an eye made out
is
of
that
something.
Like a... orange slice
yeah
something?
I don't know, it's just like a lot's going on.
Orange, and then there's something yellow
for like the
stuck
nose
to the top.
Yeah.
Unclear on what it is. Don't know what the jelly is made out of.
Yeah, there's two of them, and they're like in the shape of Norbu heads, but then the wool is the bread, which is gross. I think eating wool is gross.
It would not have a good mouth feel.
No.
It's
like swallowing a hair.
Ugh,
it's gross.
God, it's so dry.
Yeah. So I just thought this was interesting.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Nope.
I don't care for it.
I'm just interesting that we were just talking about Norbu's.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, this exists.
I'm sorry to the person who hates Norbu's if you're listening.
Anyway, yeah, that's my item.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Never seen that one before.
No, me either.
So you learn something new every day. Well, given that it's almost Thanksgiving, I was looking for turkey items. Ugh. And there are a handful.
Yeah.
And I picked this one. It came out November 25th, 2004. It is a food, obviously. And it is flotato stuffed turkey.
Mm.
And the description
is, I've seen this.
No one is quite sure what the blue stuff is, but it tastes good, so who cares?
Okay.
So it's a pretty classic turkey, and then there is this blue stuff and then these flotatoes surrounding it, which I did not know what this was. And then I looked it up. And it is apparently a tropical food, which I should have guessed because there's so many fucking like tropical fruits that I've like every day I find a new one that I didn't know existed. So this one is it's like a pink and yellow fruit. Yep. And it's, the description is, this bizarre fruit floats if you put it in a bowl of water. So someone has made a turkey with flotato and some mystery item.
Great.
Surrounding it. And I guess it is also stuffed with flotato.
Hmm.
Don't know what flotato tastes like. Maybe like a sweet potato?
Yeah,
that,
maybe.
That could make sense.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to like a fruit, because like you have cranberry sauce with turkey and that's good.
Yeah.
But I am concerned about what this blue stuff is.
Yeah, that's raises
some
questions.
How does no one know what it is? Like, I'm glad it tastes good,
but no one knows.
I do actually care about what it is. I would like to know.
There's no way of
before
knowing.
Consuming it.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a different kind of turkey dinner to feed your pets for Thanksgiving,
great.
Flotato stuffed turkey is out there.
Look no further.
Exists. So.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. That's what we got.
That's what we got. Well, this concludes our pre-Thanksgiving nostalgia episode.
That's right. Thank you for your patience and waiting for a month for a new episode.
Yeah.
We're probably going to have a little bit of a weird schedule in December as well, depending on travel plans for the holidays, but we'll keep you posted.
Yes.
I think we at least should have one in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll see. So thank you all for listening. Thank you to Hannah for coming over and recording. Hopefully it's not too dark when you drive home.
Yeah, it's fine.
Thank you to Mike for the wonderful voiceovers. Thank you to Jane Mahoney for original art and to Andrew Hahn for the music. You can reach us neostalgiapodcast@gmail.com. Haven't gotten any emails for a while, so if you want to send us one, you can tell us also if you don't want us to read it on the pod, or if you do want us to read it on the pod, please include your pronouns if you can, and like what name you would like to be referred to as. You can also follow us on Twitter @NeostalgiaPod until Twitter dies, which... seems like the end is approaching.
It could be any day.
A lot of advertisers pulling out.
Yeah.
Because Elon Musk is crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy.
And then we're also on Instagram, Neostalgia Podcast, and also Facebook. We'll post low-res JPEGs of the items we featured. And sometimes we reshare art and stuff. And yeah, I think that's about it.
Thanks for listening. And have a great rest of your November.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving if you celebrate. Hope you have some delicious food. Hopefully not a flotato stuffed
hopefully
turkey.
Hopefully not a flotato.
But yeah, and if you don't, then hopefully you enjoy maybe a little time off and relax. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Good night, Mr. Coconut.
Good night, Mr. Coconut.